Shalom to all. Today's office is sponsored by Tidy Dollar. We are starting Tidy Gimelom Bays on the bottom with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Oliyah. And the Mishnah says, Hamecha Pesach Averoi, Harezim Akabal Olive Roiva Tinoifes Lasav. One who sells produce to his friend, so the guy buying it has to accept upon himself a quarter of a kav of Tinoifes, of foreign matter, impurities mixed in per saw that he buys. It's fairly normal that these impurities are going to be mixed in, this Tinoifes, this foreign matter, and therefore he has to accept this upon himself. He can't claim, you didn't sell me 100% pure grain. Furthermore, to Anim, when he's buying figs, Makabal Olive Asamatula is Lamea. He has to accept upon himself 10 wormy ones per 100 that he buys. Martav Shel Yain, if he's buying a whole cellar worth of wine, Makabal Olive Asar Kusasa is Lamea. He has to accept upon himself 10 barrels that are starting to spoil out of 100. And Kankana Besharoin, he's buying jugs in his place called Sharoin, Makabal Olive Asar Pitasa is Lamea. Has to accept upon himself 10 ruined ones per 100. And now we further discuss this. The Gemara says, Tanur of Katina of Katina teaches, Reva Kitnias Lasa. When the Mishnah tells us that the buyer has to accept upon himself a quarter of a kav of impurities per saw of grain. These impurities that we're talking about are actually kitnias. They're legumes that get mixed in. That's because often they were planted in the same field, not together, but they would alternate one year this, one year that. So it's normal to have kitnias mixed into the wheat. Therefore, the buyer can't claim, you didn't sell me a saw of pure wheat. He has to accept upon himself this quarter of a kav. Now, it's mashma that if dirt was mixed inside, he doesn't have to accept anything. However, the Gemara asks, Afruus Lai, he doesn't have to accept any dirt mixed in. If a person picks out all the rocks and dirt from the garden of his friend, meaning he basically sifts out his friend's wheat so there's no dirt or rocks in it, he has to pay him the value of the wheat. And it seems to be the reason why he has to pay his friend is because if the guy would have sold it with the impurities, with the dirt and rocks mixed in, he would have been able to get away with it, at least up until a certain amount. And now that this other guy came thinking that he's a good Samaritan clearing out all the rocks and dirt, when the friend sells the grain, he's selling pure grain and he's not able to add those impurities in. Turns out the guy caused a loss for the seller by clearing out these impurities. So we see the dirt is allowed to be included in the sale. So our answer is no problem. Kitnis, roiva, afruris, pachas mi roiva. When kitnis is mixed into grain, there's allowed to be a full quarter of a kav, but when dirt is mixed into grain, there has to be less than a quarter of a kav. Ask the Gemara about afruris, roiva loy. When there's dirt mixed in, it's not allowed to be a full quarter of a kav. Vatanya, we have a brass that says, Hamecha pesach averoi, a person sells produce to his friend, chitin, if it's wheat, makabal olive roiva kitnis, lasa. The buyer's accepted on himself a full quarter of kitnis per saw that he buys. Sarim, if the sale is barley, makabal olive roiva nishivis lasa. He has accepted upon himself a quarter of straw per saw. Adashim, if it's lentils, makabal olive roiva fruis lasa. He has accepted upon himself a roiva of dirt per saw. And my love, wouldn't we say that huadil chitim lasairim, that this is the same thing for chitim and sairim, that if there happens to be a quarter of a kav dirt mixed into these, the buyer would also have to accept this? As we see that really, dirt and kitnis have the same din. The Gemara says no. Shani adashim, lentils are different. Demiakar akrilhu, they're uprooted from the ground. They're not cut like wheat is. They're pulled completely out of the ground with their roots, and therefore it's much more normal that specifically by lentils, there's going to be dirt mixed inside. But by wheat and barley, it's not necessarily normal to have so much dirt mixed inside, and therefore the amounts would actually be different. So now the Gemara tries to flip it the other way around. It seems to be that the only reason why the buyer has to accept on himself a full quarter of a kav of dirt by adashim is because, as we just said, they're uprooted from the ground, so a lot of dirt's going to come with them. But by wheat and barley, that's not the case, and therefore Tifshem Minol, let's learn from here, the chitu saru dafruis loy makabel. When we're dealing with wheat and barley, he doesn't have to accept any dirt mixed inside. In other words, the exact opposite proof. So Gemara says no. Even when he buys wheat or barley, he does have to accept dirt that's mixed inside. So what's the Braisa telling us? Adashim is srichale. The chiddush of the Braisa is the case of the adashim, the lentils. The salak that chamino, you might have thought, since they're uprooted and a lot of dirt comes with them, the buyer even has to accept more than a kav of dirt because it's normal to have a lot of dirt here. Kamashma, and the chiddush is that no, only up until a quarter of a kav has to be accepted by adashim. But we can't learn anything from here to the case of wheat and barley, how much dirt is or is not allowed to be accepted. Now, Amar Avuna, Avuna comes along with a din that we're going to discuss all the way till the end of today's Gemara and even into tomorrow's. In Balanapais, if the buyer comes to sift out the impurities, he wants to take out this foreign matter. Menapas Kulai, he's allowed to sift out everything. In other words, if the buyer decides to sift the wheat and finds that he received more than the allowed amount of impurities, he gets a refund for everything. And the seller can't taina, well, Raiva Hakav is allowed, so I'll just refund you anything more than a Raiva. If Avuna is telling us that no, if he's sifting out the impurities and he finds more than a quarter of a kav, he gets refunded for everything. Now the question is why? So Amri Ladina, Amri Laknasa, some say this is Midin, and some say this is just a Knas. Amri Ladina, the one that says it's a say din, that's because Madi Yav Zuze, a pair Shapiro Yav. One that pays for pears for produce, he's paying for pure produce. And regarding a quarter of a kav of impurities, he's not going to be matreich himself. Yarsim be roiva, tarch enesh. More than a roiva, he will be matreich himself. And vikiva de tarach, tarch bekule, once he's been matreich himself, that tircha goes on everything. In other words, we just said that when a buyer buys wheat, he only wants to pay for pure wheat. He doesn't want to pay for impurities. And he basically tells the seller, I'm only willing to pay for pure product. No silliness mixed in. And the seller responds to him, no problem. You should know that this grain that I'm selling you is the best and it doesn't have anything mixed in. And if you want, you could sift it yourself. And if there's taka stuff mixed in, I'll reimburse you for that. And so regarding a quarter of a kav worth of impurities, it's not worth the buyer's time and headspace to go sifting through it. However, if he does decide to go sifting through it, he gets refunded for everything because really, as we just explained, he's not willing to pay for any impurities, not even a quarter of a kav. Now, Rami Lokinasa, some say it's really kinas why he gets refunded for everything because roiva shchiach. It's normal to have a quarter of a kav of impurities mixed in, yaiser lo shchiach. More than that is not shchiach. And therefore, if he finds more than a quarter of a kav, v'iyuhu da'ariv, we say it must be that the seller himself mixed in this foreign stuff. And v'kivin da'ariv, since he mixed it in, kansu rabbanon bekule, the rabbanon kanast him regarding everything and made him refund the buyer for everything. Even if he didn't necessarily mix everything in, maybe he only mixed in a little bit, but since there's more than normal, we kanast him and say, you have to refund everything. Now, in parentheses, we have a simon for what we're going to be talking about, called Trey Shtari Duravim Barav Nachman, Oinova Kabunusa. Now, the Gemara tells us Meisve, we begin with our first question of Huna from his Mishnah, which discusses Kelayim. We know the one's not a plant or forbidden mixture, that's called Kelayim, and the Mishnah tells us, Kol Sa Shiesh Barayva Min Acher, any saw of seed that has a quarter of a kav of a different min mixed into it, Yema'ed. That has to be diminished. He has to take away some of that foreign seed. As Savur the Chum thought to themselves, Duraiva de Kelayim, Ki Yarsime Raiva de Hacha. That this quarter of a kav by Kelayim is the same thing as more than a quarter in regards to the sale case that we're talking about. The Katani, what does his Mishnah say? Yema'ed. That it has to be diminished. You have to take away some of the seed. And we don't say that all of the foreign seed has to be taken away. It just has to be diminished to less than what it is right now. And that's clearly not like Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says that if there's more than a quarter of a kav of impurities, the buyer gets refunded for everything. He doesn't just get refunded up until a quarter of a kav. Clearly not like Rav Huna. So Gemara says, that's not a disproof. Rav the Kelayim, Ki Rav the Hachadami, the Rav of Kelayim is just like the Rav over here. Ask the Gemara Hachman, that's really so. Amai Mai. So then why by Kelayim do we say that he has to diminish it to less than a quarter of this foreign seed, if over here a quarter of a kav of impurities added in is perfectly okay? And the answer to that is Mishum Chomer de Kelayim. That's because of the Chomer by Kelayim. We know that we're much more Machmer by Kelayim, and therefore, specifically over there, we just need to be Memayat. We just have to take away some of that other min. But again, that's unique din by Kelayim that doesn't apply over here. Ask more, hold on a second. Yachim, that's really so. Tie down on the top. Ema Seifa. Take a look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yavur, he has to take out all of that foreign seed. Now, Ema Pishlema, this is all good if you say, Ki Yaiser Me Raiva Tinaifas Dami, that a quarter of a kav of other seed by Kelayim is the same thing as more than a quarter of a kav of impurities added in, like an hour sale case. So, Bahaka Mefligi, we could say that this is Machlekes. Tanakam, so Tanakam holds, Loi Kansina Tera Ata Yisura, the widow Kanas Hatter Ata Isser, whereas Rabbi Yesi Savar, Kansinon, Rabbi Yesi holds, we do Kanas Hatter Ata Isser, and therefore Rabbi Yesi says we have to take out everything. Ali Amrit Kirai Vadami, but if you want to say that the quarter of a kav of other seed by Kelayim is the same thing as a quarter of a kav of impurities added in over here, well, now my Yavar, then why does Rabbi Yesi say that in that case of Kelayim, he has to take out all of the seed? He shouldn't be disagreeing with Tanakama. I think our answer is that no. Also, my time, Rabbi Yesi, what's Rabbi Yesi's reasoning over there? Mishum de Mechzik Mekayim Kelayim. It's because it looks like he's being Mekayim Kelayim. It's like he's maintaining it and he's allowing it to grow. He's actively planting this mixture of seeds, and that looks like he's Dafka doing an Isra of Kelayim, and this is just another expression of being Machmir by Kelayim. We see Rabbi Yesi is even more Machmir, and that's why he has to take out all the seeds by the Kelayim, even though they're just a quarter of a kav, and that has no bearing on our discussion of a sale with a quarter of a kav of impurities mixed in. So Gemara continues Toshma, we attempted Raya for a Mishnah against Rav Huna. Shtayim Shefkidu Etel Echad, two people deposited money by one guy. Zeman of Zemasayim, one guy deposited a money, the other guy deposited two money. Zeh Oimer, this one claims Masayim Shali, the 200 is mine. Zeh Oimer, the other guy also claims Masayim Shali, that the 200 is mine. What do we do? Nice on Zemana, Zemana, each one gets a money, Vashar, and the third money, which is in dispute between these two fellows, Yehemunach HaChev Elyo, we just put it to the side, it's put in escrow until Elyo Navi comes. Now, this seems to be a clear disproof to Rav Huna that the seller must refund all the impurities when there are more than a quarter of a kav, because here we allow both people to receive their money, and we don't kenas them by impounding all of the money. The Gemara says, no, Hachi Hashas, is really so? Hasam over there, Vade Mana Lamar, Mana Lamar. Each one for sure deserves one money, because each one for sure deposited at least a money by the Shomer. But Hach over here, Miyamer Delav Kule Aruve Arev, are we able to say that he didn't mix in everything? It's very possible that the Meicher mixed in all of the impurities, not just the amount, which is more than a quarter of a kav. And that's what perhaps in this case, Rav Huna is able to hold that we kenas him, that he has to refund all the impurities, and that's not a contradiction to his Mishnah. Sigmar attempts another Raya, Toshma seifa. Let's try to bring a raya from the seifa this mishnah for Rav Huna. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "In Cain, if that's so, if you're only going to take this third money and put in escrow, ma'ayv sid ramai. What does the ramai lose out? There's for sure a ramai over here. One guy is for sure lying, claiming that he deserves 200 when he really only deserves one. And what's he going to lose out by you only taking away the third money? At the end of the day, he's walking away with his money that he deposited. He gave it a good shot. He claimed that the 200 was his, and he's only walking away with one, which is fine. So what's the impetus for the ramai to not make this false claim? Elo, rather, Rabbi says, everything, all 300 here, is put to the side until Yo Hanavi comes, and that's going to prevent this ramai from making a false claim. And that seems to be just like Rav Huna, because Rav Huna had said that when we find more than a quarter of a kav, a foreign matter added in, we can ask the meicher that he has to refund everything. It's just like Rabbi Yasi, that everything is kanast and put in escrow until we could figure out what to do. However, the Gemara says, no, hachiyash is really so. Hasam vadek a ramai. In that case of the deposit of 1 in 200, there's for sure a ramai, like we just explained. Hacha, but over here, miyemer deruve ariv, are we able to say that the meicher for sure added in everything? It's very possible that he only added in more than a quarter of a kav, but up until a quarter of a kav could have been just naturally mixed in, so we're not necessarily able to compare the two cases. So Gemara continues, Tashma, we have a braisa, which seems to be a raya for Rav Huna. Shtar shesh by ribes, a shtar that has ribes written into it. Ruvain lent Shimon money, and they wrote clearly in the shtar that when Shimon pays back, he has to pay interest as well. We kinas Ruvain, ve'ena gai v'loisa karen v'loisa ribes, divra meir. He can't collect the karen or the ribes, that's what Rav Meir says. And so it seems to be a raya like Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna says, we kinas the meicher, and we make him refund everything. That's just like Rav Meir, that doesn't just kinas the ribes, he also kinas the karen. However, the Gemara says, no, hachiash, is this really so? We can't compare the two. Hasam over there, in the case of the ribes, mishas ksiva hu da'av le suma. It's already from when they wrote the shtar, that's when there was already a suma, a placing of ribes, this isser of interest, and so there was already an isser done there, even though the interest wasn't collected yet. Hacha, but over here, mi yemer deruve ariv, are we able to say for sure that the meicher added in all the impurities? Once again, maybe he only added in the little bit extra, more than a quarter of a kav, but it could be that the base quarter of a kav was naturally there, and so who's to say that we should kenas him for everything? So we try to flip it around again. Tashma mi seifa, let's try to bring a raya from the seifa this braisa against Rav Huna, v'chamim, l'chamim say, arguing with Rav Meir, the gaivis a karen v'ena gaivis a ribes. The lender is allowed to collect the karen, the principal amount, he just can't collect the ribes. And so we see that we don't kenas him on the entire amount. Clearly, not like Rav Huna. The Gemara asks, hachiash, is this really so? We can't compare this case either, because hasam vade karen de terahu. In the case of the loan, for sure the karen, the principal amount that was lent, that was mutter. The only issue is the ribes. But hacha over here, mi yemer de kule loy ruve arev, are we really able to say that the meicher didn't add in everything? It's possible over here that the meicher added in all the impurities, and that's why we make him refund lekeach for everything. So no raya from here. Tashma, the Gemara continues with another tempted raya for Rav Huna from a Mishnah, the Tani Ravin Bar Rav Nachman. Ravin Bar Rav Nachman taught a girsa in a Mishnah, loyas hameiser belvad hu machzir, not just the extra has to be returned, elo machzir loyas kolor avayin kulon, he has to return all the extra avayin. What's it referring to? So later on we're going to learn that when a base car of land is being sold, a mistake of a quarter of a kav per base saw is acceptable. Now a base car is 30 base saw, which therefore means that a 30 quarter of a kav measuring mistake is okay. Now let's say the measuring mistake was more than this. Rav Bar Nachman's girsa in the Mishnah is that not only does the extra amount of land have to be returned, but even the 30 quarters of a kav that are usually okay, those have to be returned as well. Alma, what do we see from here? The hicha de baya dure, then the scenario where something has to be returned because there was too much of a mistake, kula mahadur, everything has to be returned. And that's just like Rav Huna, that when there's more than a quarter of a kav of impurities added in, not only does the extra bit have to be refunded, but also the quarter of a kav, which usually is okay, has to be refunded as well. The answer is no. Hachiash, is that really so? Are these comparable? Tadiham and alpha on top. Hasam, over there, in the case where the base car is being sold, hein chaser, hein yasser, amarle. The seller told the buyer that I'm selling you this base car, whether there's a little bit less or even a little bit more than a base car. Me, however, revia loy chashev. A quarter of a kav per base saw of land in a huge land the size of a base car is not chashev, it's not important, and therefore he's meichel on it. But yasser revia, more than a quarter of a kav per base saw is something very significant. Why is that? The kivin de chazi leid seruvi betishas kabin, since we can combine all these quarters of a kav, and that's a total of 9 kav of land, havala archashiv to ba'ape nafsha, that's a very chashev land in and of itself, vahadra, and that's why all of it would have to be returned, not just the measuring mistake, which is more than 30 quarters of a kav. I wouldn't have the same logic over here when a little bit more than a quarter of a kav of impurities are mixed in, as if we have no right from this Mishnah for Rav Huna. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.